is appendixes to a cover memo, and you know, so sometimes you can thumb through those a little quicker and just, you know, search for the referenced nugget of detail that is pertinent to the policy issue. But if you want to take a deeper dive, you can, you know, read and absorb the whole all of that support information. But you know, I would say that takes probably commissioners, you know, 3 or 4 hours at a minimum in advance of the meeting. So there's a little homework in advance of the meeting. We also send out correspondence to the commission to keep them apprised of what's going on in the legislature right now, this time of year, you know, so they'll get legislative updates on a daily basis. And there's some quick reading with regard to that. But then outside of that, just, you know, depending on the issues of the day, Sean, you may get, you know, some phone calls from citizens. You may choose in your style of being a city commissioner to go out and engage folks, to go find input. And, you know, folks could spend as much or as little time doing that as they feel comfortable with. There's no rule book with respect to that. So, you know, like next week, we'll have a Chamber of Commerce banquet, and sometimes attendance at those is, it's not required, but it's nice to have good showings. And so we'll have a majority of our commission usually at those types of events. You know, occasionally ribbon cuttings and openings, we try to get some coverage too if we can. A lot of those occur during the day, and, you know, for folks that are working, sometimes those are tough, but you know, a lot of that's ceremonial. Mm-hmm. The business of being a city commissioner is really that citizen engagement, mm-hmm. the reading of the material and getting the homework done, and then the meetings on the first and third Tuesday.
All right, Matt, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.